The Haines Assembly approves a fifth police officer and economic development funding in the budget. And interest in marijuana businesses increases in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more, up next. The Haines Borough Assembly took care of two significant items within an hour Tuesday night. The Assembly passed a budget that includes more money for police and funding for an economic development corporation. The group also finalized the contract of the new borough manager. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
A few pieces of the FY18 budget have caused consternation for the Assembly in past meetings. But Tuesday, the budget was approved with minimal discussion. The budget includes an additional $120,000 that would pay for a fifth police officer and more overtime and standby hours. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt proposed keeping funding for the fifth officer, but not for the extra overtime and standby. Police Chief Heath Scott said in a previous discussion, if the borough attracts an entry-level candidate for the fifth officer position, the person will need a lot of training. That's one reason to budget additional standby and overtime. Morfitt says if that happens, the Assembly can always amend the budget partway through the year. Tresham Gregg agreed with Morfitt.
I don't really understand why we would both have a fifth officer and an increase in this overtime and standby time. So.
But the rest of the Assembly members, including Heather Lendy, did not.
And I think that we need to honor the chief's request and also the recommendation from the manager and go ahead and give it a try.
Morfitt's motion failed 2-3. Another controversial part of the budget is $95,000 for a new approach to economic development. The Haines Economic Development Corporation is a new private nonprofit group led by established business leaders in the community. Although there's been some debate about the HEDC at past meetings, there was no discussion Tuesday. The $95,000 passed. But that doesn't mean it's a done deal. The corporation and the Assembly still need to draw up a contract to finalize that funding. The Assembly didn't make any major changes to the budget Tuesday. They did approve $6,000 to further offset the cost of increased borough health insurance premiums. They budgeted $5,500 to pay for the upcoming special recall election. And they adjusted the manager's budgeted salary down to $93,600, the salary requested by new manager Deborah Schnabel. A list of previously approved amendments were left as is. They include reducing the mayor's salary, a $32,000 general allocation for nonprofits, a $10,000 increase in the library budget, and $17,000 to pay for a Sunday swim at the borough pool. Morfitt addressed the fact that most of the changes the Assembly made are spending increases, not cost reductions.
Most of these increases are coming out of savings, and it's not a sustainable budget. But as long as we're dipping in for savings for an economic development corporation, which I believe is in this budget, and for more policing, I think we can also help and give people some things that lift people up. But this kind of spending won't last, can't last.
After unanimously passing the budget, the Assembly swiftly took care of the manager contract. Schnabel's employment agreement stalled because she originally did not want to use borough health insurance. The contract was approved, but there are still some looming questions about how Schnabel will deal with matters related to her brother, who owns a local construction company. The borough attorney has advised that in order for Roger Schnabel's Southeast Road Builders to contract with the municipality, the Assembly would need to change code. Here's new member Stephanie Scott.
My feeling is to open up our code so that we're not, hampered by these situations.
Attorney Brooks Chandler said the borough may want to narrow down its conflict of interest rules so that siblings aren't counted as immediate family members. The Assembly directed Schnabel to come up with a proposed code change that would allow contracting with siblings of borough officers. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
In the last few months, the number of aspiring Haynes marijuana business owners has gone from 0 to 3. Plans for several cultivation facilities and retail shops are now up for approval. In April, Carol Waldo applied for a license to open Glacier Bay Farms, a cultivation facility on Helms Loop. She was the first Haynes resident to take that step since marijuana was legalized in Alaska in 2015. Since then, she's also sought a license to open a retail marijuana store across from the cruise ship dock at 75 Beach Road. Now, two more residents are pursuing pot businesses. Sean McNamara wants to open a cultivation facility at 1 Letnikoff Drive. He also submitted an application to open a retail marijuana shop at Mile Zero of the Haynes Highway. McNamara did not return a request for comment on this story. Erica Merklin hopes to open Resurrected Dreams, a limited marijuana cultivation facility.
I am looking for a vocation in Haynes that is going to be sustainable and that I will be able to make a living wage at.
Limited cultivation facilities are 500 square feet or less. Merklin says she hopes to eventually move toward a larger scale business. She says she's not sure yet where she would sell her product.
I don't have plans yet. I would love to be able to sell right here in Haynes. It would be convenient. I know there's a dispensary in Skagway, and I believe one in Juneau, so hopefully just locally.
If approved, Merklin's business would be located on Chilkat Lake Road. All of the applications are still pending approval from the state. They also need to be endorsed by the assembly before the state gives the final go-ahead. If the businesses were approved, Haynes could have 2 retail marijuana shops and 3 cultivation facilities. There is currently nothing in borough code that regulates marijuana businesses locally. Local governments are allowed to be more restrictive than the state, but they can't be less restrictive. The assembly was set to discuss pending business applications as a committee of the whole earlier this week, but that meeting was postponed. It will likely be rescheduled for mid to late July. Residents can submit comments on the applications through the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board. Marijuana businesses have opened in other towns in Southeast, including Juneau, Petersburg, and Skagway. Skagway's port consultants will present their short-term recommendations at a meeting Thursday afternoon. Moffitt and Nickel will give a report on options to leverage several $1 million in state grant funding for port improvements. The municipality contracted with Moffitt and Nickel on 2 phases of port planning. The first phase involves short-term ideas to prepare Skagway's waterfront for larger cruise ships. The second phase includes an exploration of port governance options, a look at environmental issues, and an economic analysis. The consultants will present their Phase 1 findings at a steering committee meeting Thursday at 4:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. They will also speak at the Assembly meeting later that night. Also Thursday night, the Assembly will get an update from the Alaska Department of Transportation on the State Street Rehabilitation Project. The state plans to resurface a little more than a mile of State Street between Point Street and the Skagway River Bridge. Construction is expected to begin in 2018. DOT is taking comments on the project due July 30th. Also on the agenda, the FY18 budget. It's the third reading of the spending plan, which needs to be adopted by June 30th. There is also a resolution to establish a shorter winter sales tax holiday than in past years. The retail sales tax break would last only 2 months in November and December instead of the entire 6-month off-season. The purpose of shortening the holiday is for the municipality to collect more revenue. There are 2 executive sessions scheduled, one to continue Borough Manager Scott Hahn's annual evaluation and one to discuss police chief duties with current chief Ray Leggett. The assembly meeting is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. It will be the first for newly appointed member Monica Carlson. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also have news and announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. We're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org or reporter@khns.org.